Over the last 7 years, we've worked with the council, Southampton City Council, on this event, and we've seen over 70,000 participants take part, which is incredible. And we obviously expect this year's event to be just as big. But I think people love it because it's a great day out on the bike to celebrate cycling. The event is completely free. It's a great way to spend time with your family and friends, and a great chance to explore Southampton by bike on traffic-free streets, completely safe. You see all the iconic parts of the city while you're cycling around, and there's loads to do on and off the bike. So it's just a big celebration of cycling, and everyone's invited, really. You don't have to be super fit or have a road bike or lots of lycra. You know, dig what you've got out the garage and come down and join us.
I think you touched upon it there as well, that I think the real crux of it, or why people love it, is the fact that they can cycle around Southampton without the fear of getting clipped.
Yes, yeah. Well, the council worked very hard to come up with a very attractive and iconic traffic-free route, and they put a lot of measures in place to make sure the route is safe. So anyone thinking about getting their dusting off their bike and bringing it out this summer, I think the Skyride event's a great place to start. And then once you're there, you can find out about other rides that we do around Southampton. Our Skyride local rides, they're smaller guided rides, but again, you go out with British Cycling trained leaders on routes that we've designed. So again, you're being encouraged, supported, and looked after in a safe way.
Also, let's not forget, it's not just one day either, is it? This has a lasting impact on the city and its residents, the Skyride.
Yeah, I think with Skyride, we're trying to provide the inspiration, really, for people to dust off their bikes, as I said, and come and have a go at cycling in the city. But we hope from that experience, they'll just think again about getting their bikes out again over the summer. And yeah, we work with Southampton City Council, and they have a sustainable transport brand which is called My Journey, which is all about getting people to think about the journeys that they make. So I think it's something like two-thirds of all personal journeys are actually under 5 miles. So it's getting people just to think about whether they could actually cycle those journeys rather than get in their car. So yeah, hopefully it will have a long-lasting effect after the event. The simple equation really is that people who ride bikes regularly are fitter, and the fitter you are, the healthier you are. And as we all know, the healthier you are, the less likely you are to get ill and end up at your local doctor's surgery. And obviously it reduces the costs to the NHS. So yeah, we want a city full of healthy, happy people, really.
And it's a great advert for tourism. Like you say, you get to see these landmarks that maybe you wouldn't really see if you were just, I don't know, getting on the train going to Westquay, for example.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the route, the actual, you can join the route anywhere, and you can turn up at any time on Sunday between 11 and 3, but the route starts in Guildhall Square. It takes in all the city centre parks and the Bargate, so the historic end of the city, and then you ride on closed roads up to Southampton Common. So yeah, there's lots to see on the route. It's about 8 kilometres, 5 miles. So you can ride around it as many times as you like on the day. Plenty to do off the bike. We've got some great activities going on in Guildhall Square. Obviously, people can pick up their free Skyride bib. And this year, we've also got a photo booth which you can go in with your friends or family and take away a free photo on the day. We've got some of Team Sky's bikes on display in Guildhall Square. We've actually got Chris Froome's 2015 Tour de France bike. So if you're into your a very expensive carbon bikes, you can go and check that out in Guildhall Square. And then up on Southampton Common, we've got our Go Ride activities. These are our British Cycling coaches providing activity for children to gain confidence on their bikes, do a bit of bike handling, a few obstacles, and really find out about cycling in their area. And my favourite of all the activities up on Southampton Common is we've got an area where you can style your bike. And you can customise your Skyride bib and have your face painted. So I suspect that area of the activation up on Southampton Common will be very busy.